Need a few minutes to reset? Great Minds is a podcast from SBS that guides you through different meditation styles from around the world. Listen wherever you get your podcasts.
In this bulletin, an emergency package to address gender-based violence to be unveiled in New South Wales. US State Department urges Hamas to accept the latest proposal for a ceasefire in Gaza. And AFL players hold a minute's silence in honour of victims of domestic and family violence. Good afternoon, Peggy Giacomelos with the latest from the newsroom. The New South Wales government is set to unveil an emergency package to address gender-based violence in the state. A cabinet meeting was held today in Sydney while police ministers and first law officers held similar gatherings across the country to address the crisis. The meeting identified the main issues that need addressing, including investment in crisis response and frontline services and improving primary and early intervention. New South Wales Deputy Premier Prue Carr says details of the package will be released soon, which will be followed up by medium and long-term investment in cultural change.
We will deliver an emergency package within days. We're not talking about months or weeks here. Within days, an emergency package. And then also, we will be talking about the medium and the long-term actions that we need to invest in and drive as a government in terms of driving the cultural change to stop women from dying and to stop women from being victims of domestic violence, family violence, and violence in their intimate relationships.
Attorney General Mark Dreyfus is hosting state and territory counterparts in Canberra to determine what extra steps are needed to stop violence against women. The Prime Minister, Anthony Albanese, says the government is trying to figure out the whereabouts of two Australian brothers who are currently missing in Mexico. Three people have been arrested in relation to the disappearance of Perth brothers Jake and Callum Robinson, along with American Jack Rode, who they were travelling with. Alarm bells were raised when the brothers failed to check into their accommodation 4 days ago while on a surfing trip. Concerns are also being raised as Callum, who has type 1 diabetes, requires regular medication. Prime Minister Anthony Albanese told the Seven Network the Department of Foreign Affairs and Trade has been in touch with the family.
Our embassy in Mexico is working with local authorities as well to try to ascertain what has happened here. We certainly hope that these brothers are found safely, but there is real concern about the fact that they've gone missing. Their mother is obviously very distressed about this, and we just hope for a positive outcome.
The US State Department is urging Hamas to accept the latest proposal for a ceasefire in Gaza. Hamas says it's sending a delegation to Cairo to continue ceasefire talks. US State Department spokesman Matthew Miller says the proposal on the table answers many of the demands that Hamas made in previous rounds of negotiations.
Israel made a significant offer in this last proposal that went forward. They compromised on many long-held positions that they had taken. And as I said, met many of the demands that Hamas had said they needed to agree to a deal. So we believe it's now incumbent upon them to take the deal. The deal that they demanded, that has been offered, they should accept and move forward. It is Hamas that is the only barrier to a ceasefire right now, an immediate ceasefire, and we are waiting their response.
Meanwhile, the economic impact of the conflict in Gaza has been revealed to be enormous. The United Nations Development Programme says the costs are increasing exponentially with each day that the conflict continues, and that reconstructing Gaza is already likely to cost between $60 and $75 billion. In AFL, Adelaide Crows and Port Adelaide Power Footy players stood for a minute's silence ahead of last night's game in honour of victims of domestic and family violence. The Crows won the match 78-48. Speaking afterwards, Port Adelaide senior coach Ken Hinckley said he's proud of the stance they made.
It's a scourge on us as a society, and that we need to make sure we make this stance, we make it strongly together, and we stop this. It just has to stop. This is not something we should accept in Australia, and it's something tonight that I'm proud of the AFL in the way that they took the front foot and made that that stand out there tonight emotionally together as two clubs against this violence, and we have to stop it.
I'm Peggy Giacomelos. That's the latest from the SBS newsroom. And check out our suite of podcasts. They include SBS News in Depth and Cost of Living Secrets, available wherever you get your podcasts.